This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 395 for Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Live here from City Park in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
So.
Podcast in the park.
Podcast in the park.
This is like a whole new thing. We're trying something new.
Do you?
Wait, should I put my shades on for this?
I didn't bring my shades.
I know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You can be cool. You know what my favorite time of the day is?
Nap time.
6:30, hands down.
All right.
So, first up, these just came in yesterday.
I haven't even seen these.
I'll give you this one.
Hang on. I need both hands.
Visconti Opera Demo Carousel. These are super cool. Just came in.
Which one is that?
This one is the red velvet. And then they have now an acrylic.
I know, that's cool.
Acrylic rod. Piston rod. Metal section. We've got the 14 karat in-house nibs on these guys, and they come in four different colors. What are you doing? Are you breaking that? What are you doing? You've got the blue cotton candy.
This is the blue cotton candy. It's really, really pretty. Little bit of blue, little bit of turquoise, a little bit of white.
So we've got the red velvet. The green mint is really, really quite. What's the word for it? Eye-catching.
Bright.
It's
springy.
It's a very springy.
It's not a shy pen.
And this one, I think, I actually, believe it or not, I like this one the best.
The pink blush. I'll give these back to you. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell the color when we get the images from the distributor in the email. This is a little bit peachy.
I didn't ink it, officer. Honestly, I didn't. I didn't ink it.
The fire department wants to be on the podcast.
So
it's definitely not.
It's not pink. It's more
pink.
Like a
it's
peach.
It's definitely a pale peach with some white. Very pretty. Very. I don't know that I want to say delicate, but it's very light and airy. So that's really pretty.
Really, I like it. It's a really a neat color. And these come in extra fine, medium, broad, and I've got here a stub, really nice stub on this one.
Why did I think these were bigger? This is
know.
A decent size.
It's not heavy.
Like
the resin
this.
The resin doesn't make it
no,
heavy.
No, it's really nice.
You know.
And I like the fact that they've switched to an acrylic piston rod.
It's kind of neat.
So that you can see more of the ink and less of the actual
yeah, so when you hold it
rod.
Up, you don't see the dark... darkness of a standard rod because it's transparent.
And the ink window, which does show how much ink you've got left, which is great. These are really...
Yeah, hook safe lock.
I think I want one.
Yeah.
That
matches your shirt, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so Visconti Opera Demo Carousel.
Just in, and these are really, really nice. These are not super heavy.
No.
They've got some weight to them because of all the metal pieces.
The metal section and the piston rod. But
all right.
So cool. Next up, we'll talk about a new Sailor coming out mid-June.
Yes.
The Sailor Pro Gear Sunset Over the Ocean. So this is kind of like...
This is interesting.
So it's Pro Gear. Comes in all three sizes. So Pro Gear Slim, the full-size Pro Gear, and, of course, the King of Pen. And it's kind of like a blue dwarf with red ends, sort of?
It's a dark blue sparkly pen, barrel and cap, and then it has definitely bright red finials at the end mm-hmm. of both the cap and the barrel.
So 14 karat on the slim, of course, the full size and the King of Pen all have the 21 karat nib. Extra fine, medium, broad, and zoom and music. On the 14 karat and the 21 karat and the King of Pen is medium and broad. So those are coming mid-June. Keep an eye out for those.
Those look really, really pretty.
So another...
And, you know, I like that we, the U.S., is now getting some of the products that are a little, I don't want to say cooler, but not just the standard solid colors. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting, you know, the Too Hot Habanero had the little chili pepper. And, you know, the two-color barrel and cap. Now we've got finials in different colors. I really like that we're getting some of the exciting stuff.
Speaking of exciting stuff.
Okay, I'm ready.
So a week or so ago, we talked about Lamy 2000.
Yes.
Oblique mediums were in stock. We just finally got in the oblique broad and oblique double broad in the 2000. And these guys, I used to have one of these.
Yes,
and,
you did.
And I sold it. I had an oblique
this
broad.
Huge.
But look at this. This double broad, oblique.
Oh, it's a snow shovel.
It's really super cool.
It's huge. And so these are cut at an oblique angle.
Yep.
Sometimes companies or customers get stub and oblique confused. And oblique is when it's cut at an angle.
Yeah, and this would be considered a left oblique. It's like a left foot.
You can have a stub that's just cut straight across or an oblique stub, which is cut at an angle. And these are angled. Yeah. These are cool.
Yeah, so these, and the neat thing about these is you would expect these to be more.
And they're not.
They're not. They're the same price as your standard extra fine, fine, medium, broad, et cetera, et cetera. So oblique medium, now also oblique broad, oblique double broad. If you're looking for something different, now available in 2000. No, I don't think these can. You can get these separately. So,
cool.
Available with the pen. Also, not on my list today. I'm going to move real quickly into this Schaefer 100.
Look at you going off script.
I know. I'm going off script. It was in there. We thought we'd bring these back. We were talking about these in the store the other day. The 100 and the 300. Schaefer, really, really nice. This the fountain pen on the 100. Nice weight. Good posting. A fantastic nib.
You know, they're not exciting. They're not in, you know, sparkly colors. They're not in anything in funky acrylics. It's a solid, dependable, little whack dress
kind of
pen.
It's got a nice weight to it, too. It's a brass barrel design, stainless steel nib, available in usually fine or medium. Cartridge converter, really just a nice pen. So.
Great.
Just thought I'd mention that. And we also have them in ballpoints and rollerballs and all that stuff. But definitely something if you're looking for a
graduation gift.
Yeah. It's just something for fun.
Yep.
Gift, whatever. It's a good inexpensive pen. So I'm going to go off script again.
Look at you.
These just came in. Aren't those the cutest things? So the these are the Retro 51 Rickshaw
pen sleeves.
Cat and dog rescue.
That match the new cat and dog rescue pens. And so Retro 51 is on the fourth version.
This is the fourth, yes.
Of the cat and dog rescue pens. And so they have done a collaboration with Rickshaw. Good thing there's no pen. To make these adorable sleeves that match.
Does this have the one with the... Oh, they didn't put the on the pen. There's a picture of a dog with a cone. So he didn't make it on
the
here.
The cone of shame.
The cone of shame. Oh, yeah, no. It didn't make it on here. But this is adorable.
Yep.
I don't know how we've managed to not get every single one of these cat rescue pens. But now available, you can get the sleeve. You can get it separately if you've already got the pen. You don't have to. It doesn't come with the pen. Cool. Next up, Marumon.
We've talked about all this before.
We have. I know.
We're just going to remind you how awesome this paper is.
Look at this. This is great.
I know you love these.
I love these. I love the covers, too, because it's like this.
It's a nice heavy plastic, so you could put your coffee mug on top of it, and it's not going to ruin the cover. It does open flat.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Nice ring bound.
Yep, spiral bound. It's a double spiral, which is really nice. And tons of colors, or sizes.
A5, A6, A7, A4, this little tiny guy
that
fits in the pocket. I love it. If you want to be like your favorite detective on TV, they also make this adorable little holder. And I will mention on this, and we have before, but just so... it's clear how this works. There is a pen loop in here.
We're going to use one of Brian's pens.
And it's folded. It's folded in
on the back.
And it's thin. You see it. It's tiny. Well, the thing is,
it's not for your pen.
It's not for your pen. It's actually for
the clip.
The clip. So the clip goes in there. And this one's new, so it's pretty tight.
So we've talked about these before, but I just think it's important that everybody knows just how damn cute these are. These are the Midori letter sets. And
can you name them all?
This is goat. This is penguin.
You're reading it. It says it on the back.
You didn't say I couldn't cheat. How do you pronounce this? Is this quokka?
I believe it's quokka.
Quokka?
Yep.
Quokka. Hedgehog, oh my god.
That's maybe the cutest one ever.
There's a cat.
Black cat.
Okay.
Long-tailed tit, small-clawed otter, polar bear.
They're adorable.
Rabbit, alpaca, deer, Pomeranian, capybara, and panda.
I think the capybara has been discontinued, so if we have any left, grab it before they're gone. You get 12 sheets, 4 envelopes, and 4 adorable stickers.
And the stickers are different. There's like three, there's 4 stickers, 3 of them are different.
Three are the same.
No, 3 are different. And on the on the stationery, there's a little picture of the animal, which is really cute. So,
but those two are the same.
There's 3 different ones. There's 3 different ones out of 4.
1, 2, 3. Yes.
Yes. Right.
They're adorable.
Right.
You know, I'm shocked that I haven't picked any up.
You should. They're
cute. I should.
So
I could write to your I could write a little thank you note to your watch dealer.
There you go. Thanks, Wes. Next
well, I'm
up,
Jonathan.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You could. Next up. Speaking of coming up,
which is just shocking because you don't like to talk about things we don't have, and this is like 3 things now.
I know, but this is coming. This is very limited.
Yes.
And so I want to make sure that people know about it. The Platinum 3776 Kinshu.
This is the last of 5.
The last of the Fuji Shunkei series.
Okay.
Really great pen. It's red. Another patterned barrel.
Yes. Very, very cool. And this one is a little bit pricier.
So limited edition.
Yes.
Numbered. It is coming very soon. There's a very, very small allocation on this. So if you need this one to complete your collection,
definitely
you sign up for the
back
in stock notification. So
awesome.
Also coming soon next week, actually a week from today.
Oh my God.
John Lane from Visconti and DuPont from Kohl's in London coming to Appleton. So it'll be good to see him. For a nice Visconti DuPont event. We're thinking right now probably around noon start.
Yep.
Depending on when John gets in and going till 5:30 that day. So if you you want to see some really cool DuPont and some Visconti, John's going to be bringing some things, some lighters. So if you're interested in that.
Yep.
And who knows what else.
Probably closer to noon to 5 so that we can clean everything up because we have dinner at Lombardi's afterwards.
We do.
And we are not going to be late.
It'll be great. So if you have any questions about Visconti or DuPont or you have questions about your Visconti or DuPont, feel free to bring them down and we'll take a look at them. And you can see all the new stuff that's coming out, some of the new Guilloche DuPonts.
Oh, those are beautiful.
So that'll be fun. So that's coming up next Wednesday, the 26th.
Correct.
Noon to 5-ish. I did get a new pen recently. It is a Platinum, and it is...
Sorry, I wrote with this morning.
You did. It is the Platinum Playboy. So back in 19, I believe it's 1978, Platinum made a pen with the Playboy Bunny logo on the clip. They stamped the Playboy Bunny logo on the nib.
Really?
Yes, it's on the nib. You didn't notice that?
I didn't look at it.
In way in the corner, there's a little Platinum P logo, but that's the only place it's actually marked Platinum. It's adorable, but that's my latest find. It's a slim pen, kind of like the classic Mach-E size.
And it says on it, Rabbit Head Design is a mark of Playboy Enterprises, Inc. Wow.
So, cool pen, and I just kind of had to have it, and there it is.
We're not going to have a discussion about why you need a Playboy pen.
Well, it's cool. Well, so, you know, Seiko made Playboy watches, too. So now I can just get a Seiko Playboy and a Platinum Playboy, and we can have the full set.
No.
So, thanks for watching this in the park. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
follow the blog for news, ink and pen reviews, and whatever else we post.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Like this video and subscribe to the channel. And thanks for watching.
Bye.